It is time now to take 5 for your community. Very happy this morning to be joined by Don Robbins. Don is the new CEO at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Relatively new. You've been on the job for just over a week, haven't you?
That is correct.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, sir. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with your background, Don. Tell folks about yourself. You come to us from the Benton area, is that correct?
From the Benton, Illinois area, yes.
Right.
That is correct, yes. As far as professionally, I've worked in healthcare for over 25 years. Initially started in clinical therapy. I was a certified athletic trainer. Went to school at SIU Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I started my career at Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney.
Okay.
So I was there for a couple of years before going on to Mount Vernon and working for Dr. Chow. And from there, ran a surgical center for about 3 years.
Wow.
And most recently, I worked for DaVita Dialysis as a regional operations director. And covered about 27 facilities over 3 states and 400 employees.
Okay. Wow, that's something else.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this, you know, Lawrence County, you know, Doug Florkowski, your predecessor, he moved on and they were looking for a new CEO, and it was a pretty big search. So what was it about this particular job that appealed to you? Because obviously you're not going to move your family if there's not
right.
some appeal to coming here to Lawrence County.
Well, I think it's mainly about getting back to your roots, to be
right.
honest with you.
Okay.
Like I said, I started in Olney and just having that family atmosphere, working in some of the areas that I did prior to, just wasn't quite the same.
Okay.
And I felt that the first time I came here to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody was just very hospitable, just down to earth and just happy to be there, and it was just a great atmosphere, and is what I wanted to get back to. Plus, it was an opportunity to become a CEO of a hospital, which, quite frankly, I had not had an opportunity to do yet. I've done a lot of things in healthcare.
Right.
And when I earned my master's degree in healthcare administration, that was my ultimate goal. So this is helping me to achieve that, and I wanted to get back, like I said, to community atmosphere and serve the community.
Okay, talk a bit about that for a second. What are the challenges of being a CEO of a hospital? Just
There's many. There are a lot of regulations and things that you have to learn, you know, and you know, I'm hitting the ground running with
sure.
that. It's only been a couple of weeks. But a lot of it also is just being a people person, having an opportunity to speak to people and get to know people and building relationships. And for me, that's the most important piece. And I've been doing a lot of that this
mm-hmm.
past week, you know, meeting everybody in the hospital, trying to get to all the departments, wanting to get out into the community as well and serve the community.
So. Right, right. Now, I assume, obviously, if things are working, you're not going to, you know, change a lot. But, you know, I assume there are some things you have to kind of look and say, well, maybe we can do this differently here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found
mm-hmm.
that? I mean, again, it's early, but...
You know, it's a little bit early. It's hard to say
right.
for sure. I know that in almost any... many healthcare businesses, let me say that there's just not quite as much community involvement as I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an area that I'm really interested in with the hospital, seeing what we can do in the community to try to better the community health.
Sure.
As well as just being involved. So I think that's an area that I really want to focus on, as well as the standard, you know,
right,
following
right.
policies, procedures, regulations, mm-hmm. things like that.
Okay. Now, before we wrap this up, I want to ask you about your family and how Disney's involved. I heard about this. I thought this was cool.
Yeah. My wife is a Disney travel specialist, so
mm-hmm.
she has her own private business where she sets people up on Disney travel packages and vacations. And both of my daughters became very interested in that early on.
Mm-hmm.
We've been Disney travelers for quite some time. And both of my daughters, my oldest daughter, Peyton, has earned her bachelor's degree in hospitality management.
Right.
And then Presley, my middle daughter, is pursuing the same degree, but they're both in the college program at Walt Disney World in Florida.
Wow.
So they both live in Florida right now and learning the ropes down there and,
mm-hmm.
and having an opportunity to be immersed into that atmosphere, and it's something they've always wanted to do, so it's very exciting. So
okay.
we've got a lot of Disney connection.
Yeah, I thought that
family.
Was cool. And you have a son, too, right?
I do. Parker, my son, is 19, and he's going to Rinlake College currently,
right.
Pursuing engineering.
Okay, so no Disney connection with Parker.
No, he's
right?
not. I mean, he likes Disney, but not going to work in it, I don't think. So
I got you. Okay, well, listen, Don, I appreciate you coming out this morning, and we welcome to Lawrence County. Hopefully, it's been a good experience so far, and hopefully it'll continue to be so.
It has, and I'm sure it will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you go. He's Don Robbins. He's the new CEO at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.